From Sacramento, the Bishop's Radio Hour with Bob Dunning. Focusing on today's issues in the context of gospel values. Now, here's Bob Dunning on Relevant Radio.
That's me. Welcome to you on this beautiful day the Lord has made. Appreciate you all being with us on the Bishop's Hour as we move ever closer to Holy Week and then Easter Sunday, which this year a little bit early, March the 31st, is so important here to the world and to our great Catholic faith. And we are pleased to welcome in Renee Magana. Renee, good day to you.
Thank you. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day.
It is. It feels almost like spring. First time, one of my kids said, "What's that in the sky, Dad? It's so bright. What is it?"
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen it for a few days, so
no,
it is nice.
We haven't. I actually said to my wife the other day, I said, "Honey, I think we should move back to California." Because it had just been so kind of, I felt like we were living on the Oregon coast there for a while, just kind of drippy and cloudy. And yeah, yeah. Renee, tell us a little bit about your work here in the diocese.
I was blessed about 3 years ago, maybe going on four, to join the Office of Family and Faith Formation mm-hmm. from the Pastoral Center there in the diocese, to be stationed and to work with the three most northern deaneries of the diocese. Mm-hmm. So I live in Anderson, and I also work for the parish there in Anderson, Sacred Heart Anderson.
Right. There's Sacred Heart Red Bluff, too. You're right.
Yes. So say I work for the parish, and I also work part-time for the diocese, helping families, supporting the priests with their ministries that they need support and help with. So I'm blessed to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Is Anderson your hometown anyway?
Well, the North State. So my husband and I raised our family in Red Bluff. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Cottonwood, and I've been in that area, Cottonwood, Anderson, for, you know, the last 20 years.
The one thing I remember the time I was in Cottonwood is that the curb is very high. The sidewalk to the street is very high. You do not want to fall off that curb.
Miss it.
It's a beautiful little town, though.
It is. And St. Anne's, our mission church is just beautiful. Right. There.
That's a mission of Sacred Heart and Red Bluff?
Of Anderson.
Oh, of Anderson. Okay.
Sacred Heart Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very fond of the North State. I just love it.
Thank
up
you.
There. So
yeah,
tell us, you're going to have the North State Catholic Youth Coalition, a Eucharistic youth gathering. Stay with us from Luke 24:29, coming up April 13 at Sacred Heart in Anderson.
Yes. Yes. It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes.
But we are offering this Eucharistic youth gathering on April 13th. It's a Saturday. And it begins at 11, and it ends at 4, but we're hoping that the youth will stay with us to celebrate a youth mass.
Oh, very good.
Which would begin at 4:30. And I'm fortunate and honored to know and work with Andres Gonzalez, mm-hmm. who is a youth coordinator from St. Clair, Roseville. I met him at a youth event last year, and so he is going to lead us in discussion and praise and worship all around the discussion of the road to Emmaus, where we know everyone knows it well. Everyone loves it, right, I think. And we know that the disciples did not recognize Jesus until the breaking of the bread. But we're going to focus on stay with us and what it means to say that and want the Lord to stay with us. So Andres tells me that he is going to ask, you know, the discussion questions of where do we recognize Jesus in our own journey, and then explore, as I mentioned, what it means to ask him to stay with us.
Well, that's great stuff. And yeah, his reputation goes before him. And I'll tell you, the St. Clair and Roseville has a lot of great people like that.
Yes, they do. They're blessed. We are going to be blessed to have him come to the North State.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully he knows how to get on Interstate 5.
I believe he does. If not, I'm sure his phone will help him out.
You know, Anderson has this beautiful approach where you're coming over just a little bit of a rise, and if you look to the west, it's just these rolling mm-hmm. hills with all these beautiful oak trees just kind of interspersed out there. And it's before there are any houses, and it's just you just see the Lord's handiwork in it.
Absolutely. If you look north, you see Mount Shasta.
Yep.
If you look east, you see Mount Lassen.
Right.
And as you mentioned, those beautiful rolling hills to the west. And so it is definitely a beautiful place to live and raise a family for sure.
I know every time we head north with our family since the kids were babies, I'd say the first person to see Mount Shasta gets a quarter, you know. And they'd start seeing, well, first they would, they'd look to the east and Mount Lassen, you'd see Mount Lassen before you saw Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the curvature of the earth and just if there's a truck in front of you or you come around a bend and then all of a sudden, there it is.
And there it is in all its majesty,
yeah,
yes.
And there are times when you mistake a cloud for the snow. And there are other times you look and you go, no, I don't think that's Mount Shasta. And then it turns out that it is Mount Shasta. And I remember the first time they saw it, I said to them, if that was the only mountain in the world, there'd be a billion people here probably bowing down and wondering, what is this
yeah.
thing? Because that is such a spectacular mountain. Oh, my goodness.
It is. It's very, and it just is so prevalent as you're driving north on I-5. You know, if it's not cloudy, if it's a clear day, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah, sometimes you can see all the way to the top. Not always, but sometimes you see all the way to the top.
Yeah.
And you go, mm-hmm. it's typical of all the Cascades, you know, is that it rises mm-hmm. out of nowhere. It's not part of kind of a little range of mountains where you don't
right.
know which one is the actually Mount
right.
Lassen. It just rises up all by itself. And it's
mm-hmm.
beautiful stuff. So tell us a little bit about your work there at Sacred Heart as well, especially work with, you know, the future of the church, the youth.
Thank you. I am the coordinator for faith formation, children's faith formation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just so blessed. I really am the honor to work with volunteers and who are passionate about their faith and want to echo that faith to the children of our parish. And so since COVID, our classes have been pretty small,
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, but we typically have a K-8 program. This year, we just have sacramental prep programs. So first and second year of communion and first year of confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a thrilling, I just love to be able to work with the families and the children. I don't get the opportunity to work with the children very often. My focus is more to empower the catechists and the families mm-hmm. to do the teaching. And that's what I do.
So how do you go about finding catechists?
You pray a lot.
I was going to say, I bet that's a challenge.
It is. There are some people that know that that's their calling and they want and they step forward. But, you know, there are announcements made after and before Mass and creative bulletin entries, you know, asking people to pray about where they hear God calling them to serve. reminding people that we are all here to serve. By way of our baptism, we all need to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So creative ways like that.
Very good. So how can people, do you need people to sign up for this, or can they just show up on April 13th?
No, I would appreciate it if they would register. And the registration link is on the website, the diocesan website, but it's www.scd.org/event/North State-Eucharistic Youth Gathering. So being the Eucharistic revival year, you know, the diocesan, the diocese is focusing on the Eucharist. We want to help the youth do that as well. And so I know that this is going to be an amazing event for middle and teens. So middle school and high school students are who we are focused on for this event. And you can call me if you'd like. My phone number is 916-733-0131, or you can email me rmagana@scd.org. rmagana@scd.org.
Very good.
And I sure appreciate you having me on to kind of share with you what we do in the North.
Oh yeah,
we're
very fond of the North State.
Thank and, you. This you know, is the closest event, but we've had others, and so thank you very much for supporting us in that way.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Just in briefly, we're in the midst of this Eucharistic revival, which I just think is just a wonderful ministry, or a wonderful time for all of us to really reflect on the Eucharist. And we had a Eucharistic Congress down here in Sacramento earlier, and they're going to have the one in May in Indianapolis, and it's just the national. How is it resonating there in Anderson and in the North State, especially with
wonderful
youth, I guess? Yeah, I can imagine.
Wonderful. We Sacred Heart Anderson had about 30 people that participated in the event on this last Saturday at Immaculate Conception. Mm-hmm. And in May, we expect to have, I was told to get a bus, so we hope
good
to fill a bus to come to the event in May. And I believe that there are different parishes in the North State that will have people going to Indianapolis. So yes, we plan to be present in all of the events, even if it's a small delegation, but we want to be present, and we want to, bring back and experience these events so that we can bring them back to those that aren't able to participate, in a way to motivate them and, you know, continue forming themselves to learn about and experience the Eucharist as we should.
Yeah, you know, in all the years I've done this show, occasionally we'll have guests who are converts, and maybe we talk a little bit about their conversion story. And over and over and over again, when I say, what finally brought you over to the church? So many of them will say the Eucharist.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, that you really believe in this real presence. And I've said many times, it doesn't matter if I believe it or not. It is. It's a truth. It's beyond
truth.
A belief.
It's a truth.
You know, and
that's a beautiful thing about our faith. If we believe in Jesus, he's the one who's told us this is. I was at a staff retreat earlier today, and that was exactly what we, one of the meditations, you know, this is my body. We do this in remembrance of him. So.
Yeah, it's right there in the good book. I mean, those are Jesus's words. Take this is my body, you know, it may seem mysterious, and it is, but that's the truth is the truth, you know. And,
yes, that's our faith.
Yeah, and that's our faith, and we're so blessed to have the Eucharist, and I'm just so thrilled that and moved by this Eucharistic revival. I just think it's going to mm-hmm. bear great fruit for the Amen. Church, of course, but for the world and for each of us individually. Mm-hmm. It is really for our families and for our society, for our communities. It's just going to bear great fruit. So we appreciate all that you do
our
up
prayer.
There. And, yeah, that's
thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for taking the time to be with us. And please don't be a stranger to this program. If you have anything happening in the North State, we'd love to put it on the air.
All right. Well, I will keep that in mind. Thank you very much for inviting me today. And we will continue to pray for the program, and you continue to pray for us up here.
We will. Thanks so much, Renee. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. That's Renee Magana. And again, her phone number is 916-733-0131 or R. Magana, which is R-M-A-G-A-N-A. At scd.org, the event, the Eucharistic Youth Gathering, Stay With Us from Luke 24:29, the North State Catholic Youth Coalition. The event will take place April 13th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Holy Mass will follow that Saturday Vigil Mass, so you can attend that as well at Sacred Heart Parish, 3141 St. Stephen Street in Anderson. Isn't that nice that the church is on a street named after a saint? $10 suggested donation. Lunch is included. And the Andres Gonzalez, the youth coordinator at St. Clair in Roseville, will lead everyone in a day of Eucharistic discussion, prayer, and worship. Again, Renee's number, 916 to sign up, 916-733-0131 or rmagana at scd.org.
It's nice to get stuff from the North State every so often. We don't get a lot of North State stuff.
No, we've got 20 counties in the Diocese of Sacramento. So that means the rest of the state has the other 38 counties.
Right.
But that's a whole bunch of dioceses. In one diocese, we have – it's one of the largest dioceses in the country. There are a few that are bigger in some of the intermountain states, but right here – big in terms of geographic size.
And population.
And well, in population too, but certainly Archdiocese of Los Angeles and New York will have more Catholics. But in terms of, we have a lot of Catholics in this diocese, but in terms of land mass, it is one of the biggest in the country. And some of those, I just love the North State. There are just so many, Siskiyou County and Modoc County and Shasta County, all those great places up there.
There's places in California where it's easier to go through Nevada to get to it than it is to go through California.
Susanville being one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember long, many years ago when we first started together here, when we were on Immaculate Heart Radio, and they had their people that I would work with behind the scenes or technicians and stuff like that. One of them had to go up to their tower in Susanville.
Yeah.
And he would just tell me, you know, don't bother calling me. I'm not going to get service. You know? And then he would tell me, yeah, I was in Nevada than here. And it blew my mind to make it. It made it easier to go through Nevada than it did anywhere else. And, you know, the North State always seemed like this, you know, this sort of mythical place up there above near Oregon.
Yeah. Well, it touches Oregon border, touches the Nevada border in many places, and almost touches, we do touch the Pacific Ocean in Vallejo, which is not North State, but the Diocese of Santa Rosa, it just goes up basically Highway 101 on the Pacific coast from Napa, Santa Rosa, up through Eureka, and that way is all Diocese of Santa Rosa. But most all of the North State, east of that very slim sliver along the Pacific Ocean, is in the Diocese of Sacramento.
And everybody, we always, at least I've noticed this growing up in California for all the many years, you always hear the same thing from outside of California. Oh, how close are you to the beach or things like that. And you look at where Sacramento covers, we kind of cover that area of California that a lot of people have sort of forgotten that is part of California because it's so rural.
We touch the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
we also touch where the Winter Olympics were held.
Right.
Where they got 10 feet of snow a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago.
Right.
You know, it's people don't, and we have great urban areas, Sacramento being the biggest, obviously, but Redding's up over around 100,000. Mm-hmm. Vallejo's a good sized city. Fairfield, Vacaville. We have a number of good sized cities, certainly, Placerville, Auburn, Folsom, on and on and on, South Lake Tahoe. At Susanville, but then you have a lot of these very small towns, small parishes, Wairika and Weed and Alturas. It's just, and the difference in all the people, but they're all united by our Catholic faith. That's why the Chrism Mass, which is coming up on Thursday, the 21st at 6 p.m. at the cathedral, almost every priest in the diocese will be at that Chrism Mass. And that's where the oils that are used during the year in all these parishes, that's where they're blessed, but it's also where they're distributed. The priest goes back to his parish, wherever that may be. It could be Rio Vista, could be Wairika, could be Fort Jones or Etna, you know. And that's where Happy Camp, that's where... Right. He is going with these oils that have been blessed by Bishop Soto. It's sort of a unifying event, and I just everybody is invited to go to it. Many people have never attended a Chrism Mass, but if you haven't, it's a very moving event. Thursday, the 21st, which is the Thursday right before Holy Week, Thursday, the 21st, 6 p.m., at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament.
That's one of the things I always love about doing the show with you is you have all these stories from all these small parishes that you've visited all over the state, because when you take your kids out, you like to go to these really small parishes. And there's some really, I mean, I've heard it from other friends who do the same thing, that there's some really, like, you know, beautiful, interesting, eclectic, different parishes all over the place in these small towns that people don't, I think, realize. Because, you know, you see the cathedral here in Sacramento, and it's just beautiful building, and just big, beautiful building. And then you have some of these places that are probably not a lot bigger than our studio put together here, and it's still the same mass and everything like that, but it's just this whole different thing. I mean, I'm sure there's got to be a coffee table book out there about all the different ones.
Yeah, especially some of the missions, as Renee was telling us, St. Anne's in Cottonwood, the mission of Sacred Heart in Anderson, and it's just some of them are quite small, but very well attended. You know.
Now, I always get this wrong. The actual soup place is not in Anderson, right? It's Anderson's Pea Soup.
Anderson's. There's two of them, and they're actually closing one of them.
Which one?
There's one in Santanella, and there's one in Buellton or something like that.
Okay.
I think one's on 99 and one's on 5, maybe. They're south of here. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, when we would drive somewhere as a kid, I don't remember where, probably up 5 somewhere, we would see the sign for pea soup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never understood as a kid why there would be advertisements for pea soup. It just didn't make sense to me. But I remember that when I was a kid. And I always get that wrong. I always thought that Anderson's it was the name of the town, but it's actually the family that owns it.
It's exactly.
Like Leatherby's.
Yeah, yep.
Right, okay.
Whereas Anderson, the city up there in in the Red Bluff, Redding area, and it's just a beautiful, it's a small town, but it's not tiny, but it's a small town and a very, very active parish at Sacred Heart.
My mom used to live up in that area. She lived in Manton.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind
of east of there.
Yeah, it's one of those places that if you blink, you go, what was that? That's where she used to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will take a quick break. We'll be back with more on the Bishop's Hour right after this. Thrift store for items that they need, you can give them a call. They will come pick it up as well, but you can give them a call. They're at 916-972-1212. And remember, again, the thrift store is open 7 days a week at 2275 Watt Avenue right here in Sacramento. Well, Bishop Soto refers to Christ the King Retreat Center as the jewel of the diocese, and indeed it is. What a beautiful oasis it is. It's located in Citrus Heights, right in the hustle and bustle of the city, and you feel like you're getting away from it all when you turn off the main road and just come into Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center. Christ the King has served Northern California and the Diocese of Sacramento for over 60 years through parish weekend retreats, individual spiritual direction, and a variety of other programs. For information on all the programs that they offer, including residential programs, give them a call. They're at 916-725-4720, or you can visit them at 6520 Van Maren Lane in Citrus Heights. And we certainly thank the St. Vincent de Paul Society and Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center for their fine and longstanding support of the Bishop's Hour. We'd like to thank all the wonderful people and organizations, businesses in town and throughout the Diocese of Sacramento who have provided underwriting for the Bishop's Hour, some in the last few years, some have been with us for a very long time. If you would like to be an underwriter for the Bishop's Radio Hour, it's a wonderful opportunity to support this mission and also to support the diocese and also to get some recognition for your organization or for your business. The easiest way to do this is to give us a shout, send us an email, radio@scd.org, and we can give you all the details about helping to underwrite the Bishop's Radio Hour. Again, that's radio@scd.org.
Hi, this is Katie Parada, Executive Director of Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Sacramento, and you are listening to the Bishop's Hour with Bob Dunning.
Thank you, Katie, for that wonderful introduction, and thanks for all you do with our great Catholic schools here in the Diocese of Sacramento. We should tell you about the Exodus Project. It helps people that are transitioning from being in prison or county jail back into society, a pathway to reentry. They are will be sponsoring a Power of the Mind 8-week meditation series. You're invited to join for meditation and conversation over an eight-week period. This group is created for individuals who have been previously incarcerated. Bus passes are provided for those who would like to attend but do not have transportation. Anyone who attends six or more classes will receive a $75 gift card, and you can respond with your email to the Exodus Project, and we'll tell you how to do that as well. Also, and again, it is an eight-week series with Michael Lynch and Rabbi Seth Castleman. It begins on March the 18th, and it's 8 weeks, but if you attend six classes, again, you'll receive a $75 a gift card. For more information or to sign up, you can call the Exodus Project at 916-669-0612, and these sessions will take place on Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m., one-hour sessions, 8 weeks, Mondays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., starting on Monday, March the 18th. Again, the phone number for the Exodus Project is 916-669-0612. Also, Solano County, yeah, the Exodus Project has expanded into Solano County as well as Sacramento County, where it began. The Exodus Project is looking for one-on-one mentors to work with men and women during the final months of their incarcerations and for 6 months post-release. And they welcome mentors from all walks of life. Mentors offer non-judgmental listening, encouragement, and guidance. There is a 17-hour training spread over a few days that takes place, and you're asked if you'll be able to commit about 5 to 8 hours a month for a one-year period as a commitment. So the 17-hour training will begin on May 9th and also be offered May 11th, 16th, and 18th. On May the 9th, it'll be in the evening, 6:30 p.m. to 9 a.m. That's a Thursday. The following Saturday, May 11th, they'll offer the training from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursday, May 16th, the next Thursday, 6:30 to 9 p.m., and then Saturday, May 18th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Snacks and lunch will be provided. For more information, go contact Sienna, C-I-E-N-N-A, at svdp-sacramento.org, or call the or you can call the Exodus Project, exodus-project.org, or give them a call for in Solano County at 707-419-6052. Their mission is also supported by many generous donors. With your help, they can continue to provide extensive resources to their clients. To make a tax-deductible donation through the secure website, you can click the donate button, and they also accept checks made out to Exodus Project. They can be sent to the Exodus Project office at 2324 L Street, Suite 308 in Sacramento. It's just a wonderful, wonderful program. And this meditation series should be very, very good. Again, to sign up, 916-669-0612, the Exodus Project here in Sacramento and now in Solano counties as well. The Diocese of Sacramento cemeteries is offering an interesting blessing of the pets, Catholic funeral and cemetery services. You're invited to join for the blessing of the pets at several of their cemeteries. St. Mary's Cemetery and Calvary Cemetery will be having the blessings of the pets along with All Souls Cemetery. So all three will be offering the blessing of the pets Saturday, March the 23rd. We'll give you all the details, all the addresses here in just 1 second. Make sure we got them all in order here. 10 a.m. with the Holy Mass at 10 a.m. with the blessing at 11 a.m. You're invited to a special blessing for all your beloved pets. Celebrate the companionship of your furry, feathery, or scaly friends in a meaningful way. Please bring pets on a leash or properly crated. Gabe, what's a scaly friend? Is that like an alligator?
I mean, they're not only.
They're on a leash.
Yeah, they can go on a harness.
Oh, harness. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, you've worked with animals.
Yeah. I want to know is can my cat go to confession? Because he's got a lot. He's got to get off his chest.
done a lot of bad things.
Yeah. The cat, yeah. The dog, she's an angel. But the cat, he definitely he needs to get a few things off his chest.
Cats are that way.
Huh?
Cats are that way. They're kind of mysterious.
You know, yeah. Enough said, yes.
And resources from community animal services and organizations will be available after the blessing. Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services, St. Mary's Cemetery and Funeral Center, 6509 Fruit Ridge Road here in Sacramento, Holy Mass at 10, blessing at 11. The same date and time at Calvary Cemetery and Funeral Center, which is at 7100 Verner, that's V-E-R-N-E-R Avenue in Citrus Heights. And again, the same day and time, Holy Mass at 10 a.m., blessing at 11 a.m. at All Souls Cemetery and Funeral Center, 550 Glen Cove Road in Vallejo. Again, Saturday, March 23rd at all three sites, Holy Mass at 10 a.m. and blessing of the pets at 11 a.m. And don't forget, we're into the last stages of the 40 Days for Life campaign. All Christians are invited to participate in 40 days of prayer and fasting for an end to abortion. You are invited to stand and peacefully pray during a 40-day vigil in front of a Planned Parenthood location with other people of goodwill and to provide community outreach and care for moms in need. So that's still taking place right up until the end of Lent. And a reminder again about the Chrism Mass that I mentioned earlier, taking place Thursday, March 21, right around the corner, 6 p.m. at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament, downtown, 1017 11th Street. Bishop Jaime Soto will preside at the annual Chrism Mass. He and the priests of the diocese will pray for God's continued blessings on the local church of Sacramento. The priests will renew their priestly promises. Bishop Soto will bless the holy oils that are used in sacramental celebrations in all of the parishes of the diocese throughout the coming year. It's really a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Mass as well. Again, the North State Eucharistic Gathering will take place Saturday, April 13, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish in on St. Stephen's Drive in Anderson, and lunch will be provided there. Deus Vocat, a retreat for girls ages 13 to 17, will take place April 26 to 28. It is two overnights. Girls ages 13 to 17 will learn about religious orders, consecrated life, and married life. There will be a time for prayer, fellowship, games, and much more. And this will all take place at Trinity Pines Catholic Center, 28,000 Rollins Lake Road in Colfax. And then the North State Theology of the Body will take place on Saturday, May 4th. Using the teaching of St. John Paul II, students and parents will learn how each of us are created in love and for love as a gift and ask questions about the real purpose of life. That will all take place at Our Lady of Mercy Parish up in Reading, Saturday, May 4th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Gabriel Project, which helps women with young children, women who are pregnant as well, they will have their annual gathering Saturday, May 18, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bishop Soto will preside with a Mass celebrating at 8:15 a.m. And this will be at St. Dominic's Parish in Benicia. You're invited to join in the celebration that honors the values of faith, life, and service to pregnant women and current moms, an opportunity to come together and recognize the importance of supporting these women as they navigate the joys and challenges of motherhood. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Bishop's Hour right after this. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the Mercy Foundation, enriching lives in the Sacramento region through Sisters of Mercy ministries in healthcare, education, housing, and the care for the poor and elderly. For the Mercy Foundation, philanthropy is one of the most powerful expressions of compassion and love. Just as many people in our community need a hand, countless others are reaching out to them with comfort and hope. You can express your care and concern for the less fortunate with a gift to the Mercy Foundation. You can give them a call, 916-851-2700. That's 916-851-2700. And you can be confident that fully 100% of your contribution will support the Sisters of Ministry of Mercy Ministry or ministries that you choose. And what a wonderful treasure Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts has been for all of us here in the diocese as they transition into new ownership and management. They continue to offer wonderful workshops, wonderful resources for the Catholic community throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Not only does Easter's provide a wide array of Catholic books, both current releases and longtime classics, but they also sponsor a number of valuable workshops and lectures throughout the year. They're located at 6916 Sunrise Boulevard in Citrus Heights. Give them a call, 916-338-7272. We also receive a generous underwriting support by Crumley & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. If you have questions about retirement, Crumley & Associates can help you with their confident retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. You can contact them, get all the details at Crumley & Associates, 7956 California Avenue in Fair Oaks. They're at 916-638-4600. That's 916-638-4600. And we are certainly appreciative of the fine and longstanding support of the Mercy Foundation, of Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts, and of Crumley and Associates. And right now we're glad to welcome in Mike Falasco from St. Francis of Assisi Parish right here in Midtown Sacramento. Mike, good day to you.
Thank you, Bob, very much for the chance to share with your listeners a little bit about our upcoming Francis Fest.
That sounds like a great name. Perfect alliteration. I like it. This
Good.
Is your second annual.
Second annual. It's going to be on Sunday, April 28th. The festival starts at 8 a.m. in the morning and runs continuously until about 1 p.m. the same day.
Okay.
Admission is free to everybody, not just parishioners, Bob.
Very good. Very good. St. Francis right there, right across the street from Sutter's Fort.
Yes, right. Right behind Sutter's Fort.
Yeah.
The event will be in the playground area that's behind the church and behind the school.
Right.
That day.
Tell us a little bit about what you got. A lot of kids games.
We got kids games. We have also a gigantic yard sale. Yes, gigantic. So people should come early if they want to get the best treasures. We also have used books and a garden center where we'll be selling some plants. You can't have a festival without food and beverage, so we're gonna be providing a fresh baked goodies, a cookout with hamburgers and hot dogs and veggie burgers, and there'll be plenty of soda and bottled water and even sangria for those people who are interested.
Very good. And I see in the flyer that it's bargain basement prices on the burgers.
Oh yes, very inexpensive. And, you know, in addition to the yard sale and the other book nook and the baked goods items, we're going to have a silent auction. There'll be some real special things that people can bid on. Giants Dodger tickets, a $200 gift card at Rodin Rack. You can replace or buy another bike. I'm searching for the word now. Bike rack, and there'll be a wheelbarrow full of extra special wines that people can bid on, and a Christmas theme, handmade quilt, along with a bus ride through the fabulous 40s homes.
Oh, wow.
to watch the Christmas lights.
If you want to see Christmas lights in Sacramento, it's the Fab 40s for sure.
Oh, it's very special. Something that the whole family would enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Wow. So 8 to 1 on Sunday,
Sunday the 28th. Also, Safeway has been very generous. They're again going to be there to have a health fair where people will be able to get a number of vaccines, most of which will be free with your health card. Vaccines such as the latest COVID booster, their RSV, pneumonia, and shingles. And as a benefit to get people to do it, there's a 10% off coupon that you will get for each vaccine that you receive.
Yeah, Safeway's very, you know, safe. Some Safeways have pharmacies and some don't, but those that do, they're very generous and they're very efficient and they're very quick. You know, it's
yes.
If you have called your provider and they say, well, you have to make an appointment and stuff, I've found that Safeway is really a great place to get a vaccine.
Well, my wife and I have used them for years, and last year at Francis Fest, we also got our COVID vaccines and also got 10% off coupons. So, yes, it's a great service that the Safeway is providing for the neighborhood. Again, Francis Fest is open to everybody, and it's free admittance. Parking's on the street. Again, that's free. So everybody's encouraged to come. This is a once a year opportunity to hang out with friends and family, and everybody is welcome.
Well, I've got a lot of hungry kids in our house, so we'll try to round them all up and get them over there.
Yeah, try to round them all up.
They love yard sales. They love, absolutely love yard sales.
Oh, gosh. Ours is overflowing almost with the number of items people can buy at very reasonable prices. Things are labeled at $1 increments, so it's easy. Script tickets are available. That's what people use to buy the food, to buy the baked goods, the books, the yard sale items.
Now, I think most people that live in Sacramento know where St. Francis is and know where Sutter's Ford is. Do you have the address, Mike?
It's 1066 26th Street.
1066 26th Street. Very good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, Mike, I'm sure it's going to be a great event, and we look forward to getting a great group of people out there and sell a lot of good food and a lot of items. I'm sure it's going to be a great success. And now that it's the second, you can call it an annual. First one, you can't call it an annual because you haven't done it twice.
That's right. And hundreds of people came last year. We hope we even have more hundreds this year. Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity, Bob, to share this information, this fun party, this festival that we're having on April 28th.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. God bless. Appreciate you taking
you too. Take care.
Time to be with us. That's Mike Falasco from St. Francis of Assisi Parish right here in Midtown Sacramento. We'll take a quick break. Back with more on the Bishop's Hour right after this. I want to take a minute to talk about the annual Catholic Appeal, the 2024 annual Catholic Appeal. So important here in the Diocese of Sacramento. So many ministries supported by the annual Catholic Appeal, and the people in the Diocese of Sacramento have always been so generous. But a wonderful brochure, a pamphlet, really, that you may have received in the mail, and on the back cover a picture, maybe it's front, I guess that's the front cover, Deacon Kevin Staskow says, I really think that everyone has something to give. When Jesus was literally dying on the cross, he found the strength to turn to the thief being crucified next to him and minister to that person. So often we have all kinds of excuses not to reach out to those next to us. Indeed, today you will be with me in paradise. And you look through this brochure, and you will learn the many, many, many ministries that are supported by the annual Catholic Appeal. And 25% of your donation goes back to the parishes for social ministry at your parish. 50% supports charities, Catholic Charities of Sacramento, and the members in that are Catholic Charities of Yolo Solano, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, which serves Butte, Glen, Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity counties in this 20-county diocese, and Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services right here in the greater Sacramento area. Also, associate members are Camp Recreation, serving Northern California, the Mother Teresa Maternity Home in Placerville, the Rancho Cordova Food Locker in greater Sacramento, the Upper Room Dining Hall in Placerville. Many of you have worked at those places, are very familiar with those places, or have availed yourself of the wonderful services they provide. 25% supports education, seminary and formation, and Catholic school tuition assistance. Partners the annual Catholic Appeal and Catholic Charities of Sacramento include Anderson Cottonwood Christian Assistance, Bishop Gallegos Maternity Home right here in Sacramento that does such wonderful work, the Catholic Ladies Relief Society up in Chico, Community Assistance Network in Greenville, Portola, and Quincy up in the hills, Loaves and Fishes in Sacramento, which just does wonderful work with the homeless, Sacramento Life Center, which has saved so many lives here in the Sacramento area, Salvation Army Food Shelf in Susanville, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul and their seven district councils, the North State, Placer, Yuba, Sutter, Butte, Sacramento East, South Sacramento, Elk Grove, Sacramento Metro Area, and Yolo Delta and Solano. Also, the Stanford Settlement Neighborhood Center in Sacramento and the Wellsprings Women's Center in Sacramento, plus Yuba City, Yuba Sutter, Right to Life, the two counties just north of Sacramento. More than 100 programs provide things like counseling, emergency fund, shelter and clothing, permanent and transitional housing, job training, pregnancy counseling, post and prenatal care, independent living skills, mentoring, parenting skills, after school care, refugee resettlement, citizenship and immigration services, and jail ministry. Our gifts help people who are mentally ill, homeless, disaster survivors, immigrants, elderly, developmentally disabled, incarcerated, working families, refugees, at-risk youth, the unborn, pregnant women, the hungry, and single parents. Such a wide, wide range of our Catholic mission here on this earth and in this Diocese of Sacramento. One of the programs through Northern Valley Catholic Social Services is the court-appointed special advocate program, which is operated out of all the superior courts in the state of California, and it partners with Northern Valley Catholic Social Service to help kids who need advocates in the courts. They talk about, in this pamphlet, a young woman named Isabel, who is devoted to ensuring a positive support system for foster kids now and for their future. As a court-appointed special advocate, a program administered with compassion and dedication by Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, Isabel gives kids the voice they need in court to have a positive path in life. She was once in foster care herself. The severe trauma a child goes through is all too familiar. Today, she's reunited with her parents, has a family of her own, and is focused on becoming a lawyer. Northern Valley Catholic Social Services gives her the opportunity to advocate in court for children with stories like hers. Again, the annual Catholic Appeal, give generously, give whatever you can, whether it's a small amount, a large amount. Also, more men can say yes to the call to the priesthood. Support from the annual Catholic Appeal helps seminarian Eric Patrick, who is pictured in this brochure, to become Father Eric Patrick this past June. We've had him on our program, a delightful priest. Father Patrick is earnestly hopeful that he can be a conduit for the experience of God's mercy and love. With coughs offset by the appeal, the 12 men now in seminarian formation can focus less on financial worries and more on preparing to serve in our parishes. The annual Catholic Appeal, a wonderful, wonderful way to support so many ministries in the Diocese of Sacramento. That's going to do it for us for today. Thanks for listening. God bless everyone. We'd like to thank all the wonderful people and organizations, businesses in town, and throughout the Diocese of Sacramento who have provided underwriting for the Bishop's Hour, some in the last few years, some have been with us for a very long time. If you would like to be an underwriter for the Bishop's Radio Hour, it's a wonderful opportunity to support this mission and also to support the diocese and also to get some recognition for your organization or for your business. The easiest way to do this is to give us a shout, send us an email, radio@scd.org, and we can give you all the details about helping to underwrite the Bishop's Radio Hour. Again, that's radio@scd.org.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he? And together we sing. Bow down.